For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. This deep into the 21st century, you can't separate journalism from technology. Reporters rely on it to speak truth, and vandals wield it to burn down public trust. And yay, tech is getting better and better at making ever more persuasive and convincing deepfakes, exactly the kind of wearying existential crisis that should by all means be chasing young people away from the idea of entering the journalism field. And yet,
I have heard about it, but I think it awakened me to be like, oh, I'm a journalist and I can do something about it.
Shelby Beckler is a senior at the University of South Carolina. I find her and her classmate Andrea Betancourt in the lab at the School of Journalism and Mass Communications. The school is part of a project working on AI-driven software designed to sniff out deep fakes, something Betancourt admits she is just starting to take seriously.
I didn't realize how much they've improved and how much, like, how they adapt to, like, when people are trying to figure out if they're deepfakes or not.
How about an example? Remember when Barack Obama said this?
This is a dangerous time. Moving forward, we need to be more vigilant with what we trust from the internet. That's a time when we need to rely on trusted news sources.
Of course you don't. He didn't say it. Jordan Peele did. In a purposely faked video meant to show how easy it is to make a deepfake video. It does look a bit off, but not that off. One extra beer and someone showing you a piece of that video might just get it past you. Now, you'd think that paying attention to deepfakes would be top of mind for reporters. But when your job is to keep track of a million things at once, it's easy to forget anything that isn't happening right now. And that's something Betancourt says probably needs to change.
After I did learn about it, I didn't really, like, cross my mind ever again. So it was interesting to bring it back and how it can be, how it should be something that goes to a journalist's mind.
We want to create a community of people talking about deepfakes in journalism.
Andrea Hickerson is the dean of USC's journalism school. She's part of a team developing the deepfake detector called Deepfake with colleagues from the Rochester Institute of Technology in New York. She says her motivation for developing Deepfake is to make sure journalists maintain a grip on what can be hard to hold public trust.
We believe in the integrity of the journalism profession. We believe that they play a big role in supporting democracy. So we really want to build on their credibility to fight misinformation. And so that's why this tool at this stage is designed particularly for journalist use.
For Andrea Betancourt and Shelby Beckler, being part of the conversation about deepfakes is new and interesting ground, mainly because just as you can't separate journalism from technology, you can't separate it from trust. Whatever tech reporters use, whatever stories they tell, a journalist's only currency is public trust. Tech just makes it harder to work with, which Betancourt gets.
All it takes is, like, the right person to tweet out something, and then, like, it's so easy to it just to be put out to, like, millions of people, and they'll just share it, and it's, like, you never know who's going to think it's real or not.
Beckler equally worries about what advanced deepfake tech can and will do to public trust, but she also says that bad news happens because news consumers aren't always as discerning as they should be.
It makes me nervous that people just want their fast news, want, like, what's interesting. Like, they don't really want to sit down and read, like, a whole article that you pour yourself into for a week, months, like, nobody's going to want to sit down and read that besides, like, your mom and your grandma.
The moral of all this is that public trust is a two-way street. Journalists need to be hypervigilant, and news consumers need to pay attention to what they're sharing. But Betancourt and Beckler both agree that the onus is on journalists to stay ahead of misinformation, which they admit is daunting to do as bad information gets faster and more convincing every day. This story is part of a series looking into the deepfake project at USC. Find this and the other stories on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.